All right, here we go. From the mountaintops, day two is just wrapped up. We're going to do an introduction. We're starting from the top. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us how we can find you on the internet.
Hi, I'm Sarah Lapsley. I'm from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I work for Kinlan Grover, and I'm on a team with my husband, T. Martin Lapsley. You can find me on Instagram at Cape Cod Properties. You can find me on Snapchat at CC Properties. I'd love to hook up with you.
And so what did you get as a takeaway? Because I know there's a lot, so let's try to just maybe three, top three takeaways from day number two at REM 2017.
So a lot of takeaways today. I think one of the largest things is the Facebook ads and just having Dustin walk us through and do the whole ad set, being able to, the next part would be being able to link it to a landing page, which I need to work on that, and be able to get addresses, phone numbers of the contacts and actually use that for your, you know, to contact those people.
Had you created Facebook ads strategically prior to coming to REM?
I have created ads before, but they do not compare to those.
So what are some ways that you'll be more strategic now with your Facebook ads?
I will definitely use the lead generation more. I've boosted posts and I've done Facebook ads for, let's say, open houses, but I've never actually done an ad to try to get a name and an email address.
That's awesome. How about Facebook Pixel? Did you learn anything about that?
I learned a lot about Facebook Pixel. It's a tad confusing, but I know the first step is I need to create a landing page so then I can use the Pixel, but it's going to be great once I get it all worked out.
That's awesome. Would you recommend real estate agents that are passionate about this coming to REM versus a conference? Like, what's your thoughts of this type of meetup versus a conference?
I would greatly suggest everyone come to something like this. It's such a tight-knit community. If you have questions, they're actually coming over to you and answering your questions. As a normal conference, you have to sit there, you have to listen to people, you take your notes, and you get home, and you have no clue how to do anything. So this, they'll take you one by one and actually go through. You know, today was setting up a Facebook ad. He walked us through each step. We had questions, raised our hands, and we created an ad at the end that we could post.
And how did you find the SnapPack group? Like, did you stumble across it? I'm curious on the story.
Good question. So I think that when I first started on Snapchat, I didn't know what I was doing. So I said I should follow other realtors, you know, that are on Snapchat. So I think I just Googled, you know, Snapchat. And Katie Lance was one of the top people that came up, and Chelsea as well. And so I was on, you know, Snapchat, and I started following these people. And then that's what led me to the Facebook group.
That's awesome.
It is. It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, thank goodness. This is wonderful.
Thank you so much. Look forward to continually following your journey. And one more time, where can people follow your journey as well on social?
And thank you so much. Instagram, Cape Cod Properties, and on Snapchat, CC Properties.
There it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, now we got a drone flying in the background inside the house. I don't know how safe this is, but I'll try to stay out of the way. Rage is saying there goes his deposit. Whoa, there goes some water bottles. All right, I'm going to keep this interview going as we watch. Alex, do you have a moment? Would you join my podcast real quick? Oh, that's a yes. All right. So, Alex, it's kind of unique because you are one of the people here that is not a real estate agent, but you're somewhat in the real estate industry. Where are you from? What do you do kind of in the real estate industry?
So I'm from Big Bear, and basically I am just Kim's assistant and transaction coordinator. So
who's Kim?
Kim Boda. She's also from Big Bear. And then so I just basically get all the paperwork ready for her and do all, like, well, assist with all of her marketing and stuff like that.
So coming to a conference, meetup, mastermind like this, did you imagine that it would be kind of this type of workflow? Like, what were you expecting? Did you have any ideas?
Not really. Like, Kim kind of gave me an idea of, like, who Chelsea was and Shannon and all that stuff. I didn't know that everyone else was here, or, like, I didn't know everybody else here, but I didn't really have anything in mind. I just thought we're going to come here and share ideas and learn a lot. And
so on the sharing ideas topic, have you learned anything from the conference?
Yes, like so much information, and I'm excited to go back home and utilize everything.
So how will you apply it in your position within the company? Will you, I'm curious, because as me being a real estate agent, I know how I'm going to do it, but you being the assistant, like, mm-hmm. What do you think you'll do to help your team?
Well, definitely we're going to be doing a lot of Facebook ads for sure. Like, that was like the number one thing that I personally wanted to learn about coming here. But Facebook ads is my number one, and then just getting our brand out there and making sure that everybody knows our name in Big Bear specifically.
Yes. And so a Facebook ad, what's going to be one of your first Facebook ads in your mind? Are you going to be trying to like sell a house, or are you going to be trying to like
Stonebridge, right? Stonebridge, 43181 Stonebridge.
That's the one?
That is the first, very first ad that we're going to be putting out there.
Maybe we can just get the podcast to sell it. Like, we'll get some.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
What's the address one more time?
43181 Stonebridge Road, and that's in Big Bear Lake, California.
So,
if you remember the address. I'm not kidding.
Alex is really good. So if people want to find out more about Kimbota, the company that you're working for, where can they find you on social?
You can find us on Facebook at The Wind Group RE, as well as Instagram, same name, at The Wind Group RE. And then our website is bigbearre.com.
And should we keep an eye out? Like, could you ever get into this selling side of things for the real estate industry?
Like, yeah, definitely. Like, in a year or so, I will be there.
And you're going to have all kinds of knowledge. Most people in your position would not even know any of this
stuff. Yeah, definitely. It's kind of exciting because, like, I'm more of a person who likes to be prepared before I actually do something. So this is so, so, so awesome.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
All right, we'll keep on rolling. Let's see who else I can intercept. Ooh, if I could get the Godfather. The Godfather is Neil Mathwig. Neil Mathwig kind of started this conversation on social, on Snapchat, on Facebook, and it led to us all coming together. So I'm going to try to intercept him if I can get a second. Oh, he's talking right now to Frage. We'll keep on going. Keep on going. All right, I'm getting George. George,
what's up, buddy?
Will you join my podcast? I'm on my second podcast for the retreat specifically.
Sure. Absolutely.
Go ahead and introduce yourself. Who are you?
I am George S. Wanica from Staten Island, New York. SearchStatenIsland.com. And that's who I am.
How the heck did you find the Snapback?
That's a great question. I just kind of stumbled upon you guys. I don't remember if I saw one of you guys first and then kind of filtered in after the fact, but it's been tremendous.
So as far as from a digital relationship, right, we have a good community. We know each other, everybody digitally, to come into an actual in-person relationship where you're meeting people. Is it meeting expectations? What's your thoughts?
Oh, the best part about it is everybody that I've met on these platforms is the exact person that they are on these platforms. Because you see a lot of people nowadays where they're on these platforms and they're not who they are. Not with this group. And that's why I actually like this group that much. And you can reach out to people, get advice, get some ideas from people. And it's probably some of the best stuff that I've been a part of.
What did you take away from day number two up here in the mountaintops?
There's been so much out of day number two. I don't even know how to where to start or where to process.
One small thing. There's got to be something you can.
Probably the more of the targeted marketing with the Facebook ads. I've done Facebook ads in the past, but not to this level. So probably I would take probably that.
Awesome. And as far as your strategy that you're doing right now on social, what's a specific thing you're doing and how are you going to improve what you're doing right now on social?
Well, the first thing I want to improve on is what we did yesterday having to do with find my business on the Google page. So I ended up doing that and now I'm waiting for that to implement. And then making more posts on Google, try to change my Facebook ads to get more stuff out of my website, which I'm not getting as much as I would like compared to some of the other people here. So that's what I'm attempting. Those are what my real goals are, is just learning more about it and trying to get more out of what I'm currently doing.
That's awesome. George, where can people find out more about you on the intrawebs?
Sure. You can reach me at searchstatenisland.com or on Snapchat at GSWanicaSells. I'm on LinkedIn. I am on Twitter at GSWanica. If you can't find me, you ain't looking hard enough.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
All right, we'll keep on rolling. I think there's one other person I can capture before they head out to dinner. I did want to get Neil, but he's still busy. Ooh, there's Kim. Yes. Let's see. Kim, do you want to hop on? Yes. Yes. So Kim is. All right. Kim, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Kim Boda, and I am with the Wind Group Real Estate in Big Bear Lake, California.
What the heck brought you to Park City, Utah?
Well, first and foremost, the Snap Pack. I love you guys. And I feel like you are my Snap family. But then I realized what empower the knowledge that you bring to real estate and social media. And I'm just overjoyed because I have my friends and family here, and we get to learn, and I get to hang out with you guys and just have so much fun.
Isn't it cool how we've become such good friends? I mean, that's the neat thing out of it, too. It's just awesome, isn't it?
Yes. I can't even fathom. Like, when I watch everybody on Snap, and, you know, now we're friends on Facebook, and I'm even following some of you guys on Twitter. It's just, you know, it warms my heart because I feel like we're family, and it's just a great group of people, minds, and hearts, too.
So day number two in the slopes, what did you learn? What's something that you have as a specific takeaway you're going to apply to your business and you think it'll make a difference?
Well, Facebook ads for sure. And it's overwhelmingly complicated. You know, I found that to be true. But I feel like with the support of, you know, you guys and with Fraser and Dustin in regards to Facebook ads, I'm very confident that I'm going to learn it and learn it really well. And then I'm really interested in Facebook groups. I'm kind of fascinated with that because I think there is a hidden gold mine in that. So I'm looking forward to learning that too.
Yeah, I am as well. It's interesting to hear that that's a undervalued, underpriced mm-hmm. place for people's attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Looking forward to that.
All right, so wrapping up day number two, any recommendations for those that may want to come here next year, what they should consider, should they come, and if they do come, what they should consider as part of why they're coming?
Definitely consider coming. I mean, I learned so much, and it's all about the knowledge. I love learning, and I think it's important, too, because our business changes just all the time, and I'm going to be back next year, so I know that there's going to be new information, but absolutely, you know, every year I'll be back.
Kim, where can people find you besides, we've already heard from Alex, the real estate side of things. You have another business. Maybe real quick, highlight that business, and where can we find you on social?
Okay, well, you can find me at The Wynn Group RE, The Wynn Group Real Estate in Big Bear. But I'm also into conscious business. Mindfulness is something that I'm really into. And I'm actually starting a program soon called Mindfulness at Work. And I'm going to be teaching people how mindfulness can really help your business and help you in terms of negotiating and just showing up every day and being the best that you can be. So reaching your true potential through mindfulness. And so that's something that I'm really into. You can find me, you know what, just find me at Wynn Group Real Estate because I'm going to be posting more there. Also, Kim Boda, you can add me on Facebook on Kim Boda as well.
And Snapchat,
Kim.Boda on Snapchat.
Awesome. Thank you, Kim.
Thanks, Bucky. Love you.
Love you, too. All right. We're going to wrap it up. Last one. We got to get the Godfather here. I got to get the Godfather. Last one. I got to get the Godfather. What's up?
What up, brother? How are we doing?
I'm good. Who are you? Who am I interviewing right now? They can't see you.
This is Neil Mathwig, Onion Juice Podcast.
A.K.A. the Godfather.
There you go.
What is your podcast that you have out there that people should know about and check out?
Onion Juice Podcast. You can find it at onionjuicepodcast.com.
That's awesome. Yeah. Neil, what's your takeaway? Day number two.
Man, my brain is fried right now. I think that I wanted to come here and decide what my chase is going to be. Is it going to be Facebook ads to landing pages? Is it going to be Google AdWords? Is it going to be Zillow? And I'm leaving here with Facebook page to the landing pages.
And how? How are you going to do that?
I'm going to just copy exactly what Dustin Brome's doing.
Smart.
To the T. Like, that's the ad that's working. I'm not going to change a thing. And after walking through it today, it was absolutely perfect.
That's great. Did you ever imagine the Snap Pack would turn into this? Like, first, where did it start, and then what the heck has it become?
Right. Well, episode 23 of the Onion Juice Podcast, you and Dustin and just a group of realtors that were using Snapchat, and I said, let's get together and let's talk about Snapchat. And we talked, well, what do we call it? We call it the Snap Pack, and that's what this sport gave birth to. It's just crazy.
It is awesome, isn't it? Neil, where can people find out more about your personal brand or other brands you're repping?
NeilMathwig.com.
What about the one from the city that you live in? I think that's a cool thing people should check out.
Right. Yeah, we're going to be launching a brand and other pages and other websites called ILoveMadisonShow.com. That'll be launching in about 2 weeks.
So you got the sneak peek right here on the podcast. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you, Bucky.
All right, that's it. That is day number two. It is a wrap. We're going to go out, grab some grub. Got to wish a big happy birthday to Jason Frazier. It is his birthday today, so we can't sign off without saying that. And we will see you or hear you later. Thank you for listening to my audio adventure.